Blog Talk Radio.
Namaste, beloved good man. This message on compassion. Saying the Lord's goodness, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Have you seen the Lord's goodness, his mercy and compassion? Come and say the Lord's goodness, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you have been so good, you are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent. In my life every day, oh Lord, you have been so good. Tell me, oh Lord, you are excellent. In my life, oh God, you have been so good. You are so good to me. Oh Lord, you are excellent. In my life every day, oh God, you I've been so good, you are so good to us. Oh Lord, you are excellent in my life. For you made my, for you made my, for you made my, oh made my, for you made my, for you made my, for you made my, oh made my, my Lord is good, my Lord is good, my Lord is good. So good, my Lord is good. He's so good, our God is good. Your God is good. He's so good, our God is good. He's for you, made my, for you, made my, for you, made my, oh, made my, for you, made my, for you, made, for you, made my. For you made my, oh made my, for you made my, oh made my, our God is good, he's so good, my God is good, he's so good, your God is good, he's so good, our God is good, he's so, our God is good, he's so good, your God is good. Come and say the Lord's goodness, his mercy and compassion. I have seen the Lord's goodness, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Have you seen the Lord's goodness, his mercies and compassion? Come and see the Lord's goodness, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh Lord, you are be so good, are so good to us, God, you are excellent. In our lives every day, our God is been so good. You are so good to us, oh Lord, you are excellent in our lives. Oh, Rabbi Sandoria, thank you, Lord Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, Lord God. Take preeminence of our broadcast today. God, give us an open heaven for your spirit, your power, your anointing, your grace upon us today. Yes, Lord, do something new in the lives of everyone that is coming into this broadcast today. God, visit us in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, be with us throughout today, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank God. Welcome, Sister Arlen. God bless you. How is it over there in Florida? How is the weather over there? Is it all right over
there? Good morning, Bishop. It is very sunny here today. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Actually,
yes. God bless you. I tell you, God is going to reach out to every one of us today. He's the God that answered by fire. He's the God that answers prayers. We are serving a living God. We are not serving the dead God. You know, from Elijah. He told them, he said, which God are you people serving? They are serving Baal. And they prayed and prayed and Baal did not answer. But when Elijah lifted up his hand and called upon the God that created heaven and earth, he created the God that lifted the Almighty God, the fire consuming God, the God that answered by fire, came down. And he answered. That is the God we are serving. That is the God we are praying unto. And I tell you, he's very relevant to our needs in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we're going to take up some prayer points before we go on this broadcast. We're going to pray for families that are going through all kind of stuff right now. There is depression all over the world right now, economic issues, political issues, starting from gas prices to prices of things going up, and many families are really not able to move that far. Everybody is not rich. Everybody is not a millionaire. You know, some people are in need from here. We want to ask God to reach out to such people, not to talk about people in Ukraine being displaced and they are being bombed and shelled, and a lot of people are dying all over the air. We want to pray for those who are suffering, are in need, some are bereaved, some are, you know, going through all kind of trauma. We want to pray that God will reach out to them right now. So we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. So we pray for those in need, families and homes. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, we pray for as many that are in need all over the world. We pray for brothers and sisters and their children and husbands and wives and relations and friends and partners and well-wishers. We pray, God, that you meet them at their point of need. Supply all their need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And even those over there in Ukraine, in Africa, in India, in Asia, in the Philippines, and people that are going through all kind of experiences, God, we pray that you touch them right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Visit those people in a mighty way, oh God. Meet them at their point of need, Lord Jesus. Lay your hands upon them. You are the great provider, the supplier of our needs. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are Jehovah El Shaddai. God, reach out to that boy. Reach out to that man. Reach out to that woman. Reach out to that child. Reach out to that old man, an old woman somewhere suffering and going through all kinds of trauma. Lord Jesus, reach out to your people right now and touch them at their point of need. Bring solution to their problems, so God. Let there be love and joy and peace all over the world. Lord Jesus, touch these people with the power of the Holy Ghost. Let there be healings and deliverance and blessings and prosperity in their lives. God, provide for those in need. In blandaya blagadaya. In brogodo yeke sentiribo. In daraba ba 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 ba. Yes, Lord, do something new, O God. Let there be a visitation from on high. God, reach out to everyone right now. In the name of Jesus, we bind every spirit of oppression, every spirit of the devil, every demonic influence, every power of darkness, every occultic and diabolical power, every witchcraft attack, every enemies of progress, enemies of righteousness, retrograding spirit, principalities and power, spiritual wickedness in high places, moving around seeking whom to devour. We bound you in the name of Jesus, we cast you, we destroy your power, we render impotent. Plead the blood of Jesus against Satan and his cohort. The Lord rebuke you, principalities and powers. The Lord rebuke you, In the name of Jesus, Rekabaya, Eblonduyukusa, Erekefikaya, Ayakaba, Jesus came to give us life, our life more abundantly. We live the life of Jesus. We live the life of the Holy Ghost. We live the life of God in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, Harabasaya, Eribusaya, Eblonduyoblokotoyoblokotoya. The blood of Jesus avails for us. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things our lives. The blood of Jesus speaketh life. Our life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. In blood of God's faith. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. The blood of Jesus avails for you now. The blood of Jesus speaketh better things into your life. The blood of Jesus speaketh healing, speaketh deliverance, speaketh blessing. The blood of Jesus avails now. Erebosaya, Arabasandoria, Indoroblogorobogoyi, Yendereblegedia, Iblangadaya Blagaya. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes, we're going to pray for peace to reign all over the world. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. We are going to ask Jesus to intervene in what is going on around the world right now. Let Jesus say to the earth, peace be still. Yes, there will be peace in this world. When Jesus was born, the angels said, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. How can the devil now come and put confusion in the whole world? And everywhere they want to be fighting, they want to be bombing, they want to be killing, they want to go to war, they want to go to third world war, they want to all kind of stuff. The devil is trying to bring all this nonsense. Let us begin to come again, that demon. Yeah, that blood sucking demon. Spirit of murderer. Yeah, we bind them in the name of Jesus. Erebosaya. Opposing spirit. Witchcraft attack. Satanic spirit. Moving about, speaking to the vow, we bind the spirit of confusion. Every power that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, we bind and pull them down and destroy their power. We render them impotent by the blood of Jesus. Harakabaya, Eblokondoria, Iblondo, Iblondo, Iblondoya. Jesus of Nazareth, we ask you to say to the world, peace be still. Peace be still, Jesus. Say to this earth, peace be still. In the name of Jesus, oh God, speak to this earth, peace be still. And let all these wars begin to stop right now. All this fighting and killing and shooting and bombing and all these things going on all over the world, Lord Jesus, put an end to them. Yes, you are the Prince of Peace. You gave us peace that passes all human understanding. Jesus, we receive your peace. We receive your love. Let there be love. Yes, let there be peace all over the world. Let there be love and peace and oneness and singleness of heart. In the name of Jesus, all this war should begin to stop right now. All this shedding of innocent blood, bombing of children, bombing hospitals, bombing homes and families, bombing. God, let it stop right now. God intervene. God bring solution. So all these problems of God. Yes, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Intervene, O God. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. I know you've got a question at the corners of your heart. This is not a discouragement, but a thing you can get. I'm telling you now that I would have done it through. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. He's the only answer for the world today. Lord Jesus, you are the answer for the world's problems today. We have gone through First World War. We went through Second World War. And now the devil wants to bring Third World War. Lord Jesus, intervene. Lord Jesus, stop the devil. Stop Satan, oh God. Stop the demons. Stop the evil spirits, Lord. Stop the blood-sucking demons. Stop the enemies in the name of Jesus. Yes, bring peace on earth, oh God. Let there be love in every nation. Yes, Lord. Let there be oneness and singleness of heart, Lord Jesus. Yes, we receive your peace that passes every human understanding. We receive your love, oh God. We receive your peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. When Jesus Christ, Jesus come, where will you be? When the trumpet sound, When Jesus comes, where will you be? When the trumpet sounds, where will you be? When Jesus comes, where will you be? When the trumpet sounds, where will you be? When Jesus comes, where will you be? When the trumpet sounds, where will you be? When Jesus comes, where will you be? When the trumpet sounds, where will you be? Yes, Lord, when Jesus comes, where will you be? When you come to collect your people, remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, when you come to collect your people. Remember me, O Lord, my God, when you come to collect your people. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord, when you come to collect your people. Remember me, O God, my love. Eternal, eternal life, eternal life. I want to live eternal life, God save my soul. I want to live eternal life, God save my soul. Eternal, eternal life, eternal life. I want to live eternal life, God save my soul. I want to live eternal life, God save my eternal, eternal life, eternal. I want to live eternal life, God save my soul. I want to live eternal life, God save my soul. Yes, hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about eternity. Where will you spend your eternity? Very, very important. And we want to pray that anyone who is not saved yet should, through this medium, get their salvation, because your eternity is very, very important. It is very, very important. We want to pray that as many that have not known where they are going when they leave this earth, the Lord God Almighty to reveal to them today that they will know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, so that they can have eternity in heaven with God. They will not go to hellfire. In the name of Jesus, we pray for as many that are lost in sin and in trespasses, as many that have not known the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. God, let this be the opportunity for them to know the truth that has set them free. Where will they spend their eternal life? Oh, Lord, they can't go to hell. Lord, Jesus, you need to intervene and bring all the sinners to come and receive salvation that will bring them from hell. They can spend their eternity in heaven with God. Yes, Holy Ghost, do your work today. Yes, we welcome you, Jesus. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, have your way. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come again. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, come again. Come again. Holy Spirit, come. Come again. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, come again, come again. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come again. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, come again. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come again. Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, come again. Yes, Lord, let thy Holy Spirit do your work today to convince and to convict everyone of your word that says that he is a deliverer. Yes, Lord, let thy Holy Spirit convince your people of the truth of the word of life. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. You are all welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland. It is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokro coming your way with the living word of God. that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. Today we're going to be talking about eternity, eternal life. And it is a very big question that a lot of people don't have the answer. They don't have the answer to this question about eternity, and they are very confused. So today, God is going to be speaking his word of life that brings salvation, healing, and deliverance and blessing to every one of you that have joined us on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, YouTube, wherever you are in any part of the world, there is no distance. Just receive what God has for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where will you spend your eternity? It is the greatest question of all time. Where will you spend your eternity? There are two important days in your life. The day you were born and the day you left this earth. Two important days in your life. Now, this is very important. There are two important dates, two most important dates in the life of everyone. The day you were born and then the day you left this world. Two most important dates. Good. You were born. You came into this world through parents. You are a human being. You are a spirit. You have a soul and you live in a body. And you live. Maybe for 50 years or 100 years or 150 years. Oh, good. I've heard of people who live for 145 years, 130 years. I haven't seen anybody who lived for 150, but I'm told that there's some part of the world, some one or two people have lived for 150 years. In some part of the world. But that's okay. Now, you lived, let's say you lived for 150 years. Let's assume. You will still die because the scripture says it is appointed unto man once to die. After that, judgment. Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 27, the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. It is appointed unto man once to die. When the Bible says man, it means male and female, because all the way in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, says God created them male and female. So when the Bible says man, it means male and female. It is appointed unto you to die once, and after that, you go into eternity. Now, the next question is, where are you going? This is very serious. You don't take this lightly. I tell you, of all the sermons I've ever preached in this world, since God anointed me to preach his word, this is the most important sermon that I've ever preached anywhere in the world, whether on internet or by physical or whatever. Where will you spend your eternity? It is the most important thing on earth, because you live in this world for a couple of years and then you leave this earth. When you leave this earth, where you will be going would depend on your decision. Where you will be going when you leave this world, it will depend on the decision you made right here on earth. What did you do? What did you say? What did you do here? In John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17, which is our text, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come and suffer and die for you and I." Over 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in Bethlehem, Judea, lived for 33 and a half years, suffered and died on Calvary's tree, was bruised for your iniquities, chastisement of your peace was upon him. By stripes you were healed. He suffered and died for your sake. And for you to be saved, for you not to be condemned, for you not to go to hellfire, for you to spend your eternity in heaven. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. When you receive Jesus Christ into your life, God gives you power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1 verse 12. As many as received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. So for you to go to heaven when you leave this earth, you must have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. You must be born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. You must be living a new life in Christ Jesus. You must open your heart and receive him. Yes, you are welcome. We're just starting, and we soon have other guest speakers coming in too. But let's do some homework first, you know, while we get ready for other guest speakers who are coming in too, going to be sharing on this same topic. There is a question. Very important. Where will you spend your eternity? Now, if I ask you, where will you spend your vacation? Or where will you spend your holiday? Or where are you going to spend your Easter? I know you got a place ready. Maybe you want to tell me you want to go to California, you want to go to Florida, or you want to go to New York, or you want to go to Atlanta, Georgia. Some people want to even go to other parts of the world to spend holidays and vacations and so on. You want to travel to some places. Yes, you have a destination. Yes, you're going to tell me where you are going for your holiday, for your vacation. You're going to be able to, because you book a flight and then you book a hotel and then, or you're going to meet your families or so, or friends or something. So you have a destination. But here is today's question. Today's question is, where will you go when you leave this earth? And then we just read that it is appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment of God. Can you go to heaven? Or you want to go to hell? There are two destinations. In John chapter 3, John Gospel chapter 3, verses 1 to 6, Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he was talking with Jesus. Nicodemus, a religious leader. John chapter 3, Nicodemus was talking with Jesus. And then Jesus said, "Nicodemus, hold on. I know you are talking to me, good. You are a religious leader, good. But there is a question. What is the question? Except a man be born again of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Nicodemus was shocked. John chapter 3. verses 1 to 6, Nicodemus was shocked. Nicodemus said, what? Jesus? I've been a religious leader. I've been building churches. I've been preaching at the church. I've been going to church every day. Jesus, what are you talking about? Am I going to go back to my mother's womb and be born? Then Jesus came again. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. It's not about how religious you are. It's not about how many churches you have been going to. It's not about whether you are a preacher or pastor, evangelist or anything. It has nothing to do with your title. It has nothing to do with your religion. We're talking about the new life in Christ Jesus. Except you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is flesh, and that which is Spirit is Spirit. Because Demons got the message clear. You need to be born again. Your life needs to be renewed. If anyone be in Christ, if any man be in Christ, if any woman be in Christ, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If anyone be in Christ, all things are passed away. A new life will come. The old life of sin, the old life of stealing, the old life of selfishness, the old life of greed, the old life of adultery, the old life of sexual perversion, the old life of fornication, the old life of lying and stealing and killing, the old life must pass away. A new life must come. You must have a new life. The new life in Christ Jesus. Greater is Christ that is in you than the devil that is the world. Jesus must dwell in you. The word of God must be in you. The Holy Spirit must be in you. Yes, you cannot carry devil inside you and go to heaven. Nobody's going to welcome you there. You cannot be having malice, you know, unforgiving spirit. You are quarreling with people. There's hatred. There's malice. You are a confusion. You are a troublemaker. And then you are going to heaven. No, you are not going to heaven. Heaven is not for you. You are going to hellfire. Because in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, it says, all warmongers, all thieves and liars, and all adulterers and adulteresses, and all the prostitutes, all of them are going to the lake of fire with burnings with brimstone. That is their destination, because they refuse to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. They refuse to be born again. All the God is going to charge. Yes, read through the scriptures. You will never hear Jesus Christ talking about what church are you going. Read through the picture. Read the whole Bible. There is nowhere Jesus Christ asked somebody, say, which church are you going? He will not ask. The reason is, if you venture ask anybody, say, what church are you going? There is a ready answer for you. There is a ready answer for you. What is the answer? What church are you going? Oh, I'm an Anglican. I'm a Baptist. I'm Assembly of God. I'm Church of God Mission. I'm Deeper Life. I am Redeemed Christians of God. I am Mountain of Fire. Everybody have an answer. Oh, yes. Go into the street. Go into the street and ask. Ask people, say, which church, what church are you going? They will tell you 100 churches where they are going to. They will tell you that they have built a church. And some of them will tell you that they are pastoring church. Jesus Christ never asked that question because he knows what they are going to tell him. Jesus Christ knows what they are going to tell him. So when Nicodemus came to Jesus, the religious leader, he came to Jesus by night. And he started talking with Jesus. Jesus said, wait a minute. There is a question. Have you been born again? Because I'm not here to discuss religious matters with you and tell you about religion and all these things. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you the way of salvation, the way of God, the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are finding it, but narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Not everyone that says, love, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. Yes. See, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Jesus said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God. Yes, everybody is saying, Lord, Lord, Lord. Yes, it's very easy. It's very easy to say, Lord, Lord, Lord. Even Jesus knows what they are saying. Even Jesus Christ knows this. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. See, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Jesus Christ said, not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that doeth the will of the Father. So there is a will of the Father. The will of the Father, that is the plan of God, the purpose of God in your life. What does God want you to do in this world? Have you found the purpose of God? The whole duty of man on earth is to love God and serve God and keep his commandments. What shall it profit you if it is gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the hour of salvation for you to be born again of the Spirit and of the Word, so that you can have a new life, the new life in Christ Jesus, so that you can spend your eternity in heaven with God. Many people are going to hell fire today because they rejected Jesus Christ. How can you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation? How can you escape hell fire if you neglect such a great salvation that Jesus Christ provided for you on Golgotha Hills about 2,000 years ago? How can you escape hell? Now you need to have Christ. You need to open your heart. Jesus said, I stand at the door. I knock, 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 knock. If you open your heart for me, I will come in and stop with you. Jesus wants to come into your life today. Jesus wants to come into your heart today. Jesus wants to come into your home today. Jesus wants to come in you today so that you can have eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, begin to open your heart right now. Begin to open your mouth right now and confess Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Let him come in and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. What a great salvation for Jesus to die on the cross of Calvary for your sake, suffered and died, and yet you rejected the great salvation that Jesus Christ provided for you. Now is the hour of salvation. Wherever you are in any part of the world, there is no distance in prayer. The centurion said, Master, sing thy word, and my servant shall be healed. Jesus is speaking his word of salvation to you right now, so that you can have salvation of Jesus. Wherever you are, I want to pray with you right now. So many, God is moving here. The power of God is here. Other men and women of God are keen into this program. And we're going to have other guest speakers coming in. Quickly, I want to pray with you for this word you have heard to sink into your heart, to open up your heart and receive. And let Jesus be your Lord. Let him be your personal Savior. Yes, wherever you are, I want you to bow your head and pray the sinner's prayer. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and have mercy upon you. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But when you confess and forsake your sins, you shall have mercy. God is very willing to forgive you and receive you unto himself. Yes, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to destroy the works of the devil from your life. Yes, bow your head whenever you are in any part of the world. Then join this message. God, let Jesus come into your heart today. Yes, open up your heart and receive him and welcome him. Let him be your personal Lord and Savior as from today. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Ask for the Holy Spirit to come into your life. You don't want to stop the devil no more. You want to stop God as from today. Yes, give your life to Jesus right now. Yes, make him your personal Lord and Savior. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Right now is the hour of salvation. Begin to confess your sins. Confess your sins to God right now. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Let salvation be your portion right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for everyone who have had this word. Lord, let this word bring them salvation. They shouldn't go to hellfire when they die. They should spend their eternity in heaven. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, have mercy upon everyone. And let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Help them to be born again, so that they will have their eternity in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. If you pray this prayer, please look for a born-again Pentecostal church where you can worship God in spirit and in truth. For those who have never been going to church, you need to attend a living church where they preach the word of Christ for you to be saved and be born again and go to heaven when you die. This is very, very important. And I want you to remain on this air with us because so many others are coming in. Men of God, women of God are coming in. We want to hear, because this is very important. This question, this is very important. And the whole of today can just be this matter. Where will you spend your eternity? If you don't know where you will spend your eternity, right now is when you should know where you will spend your eternity. Stay with us, all of you on Facebook, Twitter, link, and on the phone and from various parts of the world. Please stay with us. God is going to bless you through this program in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank God. Today we have the woman of God, Evangelist Pastor Vanessa Lee, is going to give us some praise and worship. And then some words. And then we're going to have Pastor Blessing. Latia Wan coming with the word of God to continue the word of God. So you are welcome, Pastor Vanessa, over to you.
Praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen. It's so important to know where we will spend
throughout eternity, because we're all pilgrims in this earth, and this is not our home. Here on this earth, we're traveling through. I wrote a song, and it's called Life's a Journey. On we go. This life is just a journey. We're headed home, glory to God. And I just thank the Lord that we can be ready. We can be ready when he comes. We don't know the day.
Yeah.
We don't know the time, the hour that he's coming. You know, and I just found out today, actually, that Big Daddy Weeze, who's an awesome musician and gospel singer, passed recently at age 46 years old from COVID-19. And I want to minister music this song, You Make All Things New. Because right now, he's in a place. He's in a place where we wish we could. Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And the Bible says in the presence of the Lord, fullness of joy. And there are pleasures at his right hand. So we just thank God that he's not suffering, that he's in a better place. He's in the presence of God. Glory to God. So I just want to minister this music, this song. All things new.
Heard you can take what's broken.
Oh, yes.
Make it whole again.
Hallelujah.
Rise up, you may go.
Sing. faithful keeps me. New life is Christ Jesus. Yes,
God,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. You would only can do to make all things.
Everything that you ask God for, everything that you pray for, God said it will not be denied. It is yours. It is yours. By faith, receive it in the name of Jesus. Everything you pray for will not be denied. There's the Lord. But this answers to our prayers are yes and amen. He answers our prayers. He said, you have not because you ask not. He said, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be complete. And we just thank the Lord that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, for there we will find help in our time of need. We don't need to go to the psychic. We don't need to go to the counselors. There's counselors out there, but the great counselor is Jesus Christ. He's our comforter, he's our counselor, he's our helper, he's our strengthener, he's our sustainer, he's everything. Everything we need, God gives it to us. He is the one. He's our all in all. And we just thank the Lord that we can just come boldly to his throne and that we can just do the right thing, you know, do all things. He makes all things new in his time.
Glory
to God. And I just this song here, I'm the God that healeth thee. Amen. We're just gonna believe God right now.
If you wanna eat and feel your best,
praise the
you've
Lord.
Gotta try the chava. The chava.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's lift our hands and just worship the Lord right now. Whatever healing, if it's in your body, touch that part of your body. If it's in your mind, touch your head. If it's in your spirit, just put your hands where your heart is. And God is going to heal you by the power of the Spirit as we just worship. It's a song. Hallelujah. Just sing with me. Hallelujah. I am the God.
Yeah.
Lord and God, as a woman that I
who had the issue of blood. By faith, she received her healing.
Yes.
If I could only just touch the hem of his garment, oh, glory to God, just touch the Lord. Touch him right
yes.
now in the name of Jesus, and he will make you whole, glory to God.
Amen.
He is the Lord that healeth us. He is the Lord that healeth us in the name of Jesus. And we just thank him right
Amen.
Now for his mercy, which is new every morning, his compassion, which never fail. He is the Lord that healeth us. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord. We give him glory, and we give God praise today for his mercy, which is new every morning. His compassion, they never fail. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We worship you, Father. In the beauty of holiness. In the
yes,
beauty
Lord.
Of holiness. In the beauty of holiness, oh God. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus. Thank
you.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Oh, God. All that is within me, bless his holy name. I love the Lord, and I just thank God for he's good. He is good. He is good. He is good. I'm just going to minister one more selection. And this may not be able, you know, God is a spirit. And he said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So I'm going to minister music this selection because he touched me. He made me whole.
Amen.
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 1 minute.
Yes, give us a special unity through us right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Send his glory in the life. Yes. Let it be a spiritual body. Yes.
One day,
Oh, yes, Jesus. Jesus loves me. I'm feeling Jesus is touching you right now. Jesus is touching your spirit, soul, and body. Jesus is touching your life, touching your home and family. Oh, yes, Lord.
Now, no longer the same.
Oh, yes,
He touched me.
Happened,
and now
I know he touched me. Let Jesus touch you wherever you are right now.
Yes, I can't Hallelujah, glory.
Let it touch you right now, wherever you are.
Lord, that bless my soul.
Something.
And now I know you touch me and make
me
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. We thank you, Father. We thank the Lord. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Where are you going to spend eternity, glory to God? You know, people are putting their faith in everything but Jesus. The Bible says there's only one way. There's only one road. You know, you can go south all day long trying to get north, and you can go north all day long trying to go south, but there's only one way to go north, and there's only one way to go south. And the road that most people are heading to, the sign says dead end. Dead end. And they're on the wrong track. They're on the wrong way. They're looking for happiness. They're looking for peace in all the wrong places. But Jesus is the peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He said, my peace I leave with you. So we just thank the Lord today that we have the peace which transcends all understanding. Even though we go through, but God is still with us because we know him. And we found the answer. And the answer is in Jesus alone. And
Amen. People
are at peace. They're looking for peace in the wrong places. I just want to encourage you today. Jesus has everything you need. He's all you need, glory to God. All you need is Jesus. You know, I have a staffing agency, and the name of the staffing agency is All You Need Personnel. And the reason we named it that is because my husband and I said, you know what, honey, as long as we have God in our lives, as long as God is with us, that's all we need. And 27 years later, the company is 27 years old. 27 years later, he's still all we need. And I thank God that we can put our hope and our trust in him, because we learned that when you have Jesus, you don't need anything else, anything or anybody else. All you need is Jesus. And it's important that you choose him today. He spoke to the people of Israel. He spoke to the children of Israel through so many prophets, through Jeremiah, through Moses, through Noah, and so many more prophets in the Bible about coming to him. And because they were going to get destroyed if they didn't. And so many people died. And there's so many people today that's just leaving this earth. They're dying young, tragic accidents, all these other things. And they don't know God. They don't know Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. And God says he wished that no man would perish, but that all would come to repentance. So we need to turn to Jesus. So if you're listening to me and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, turn to him today, because it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. And there's only two places. Like there's a right and there's a wrong, there's a left and there's a right, there's a heaven and there's a hell. There's only two options, heaven or hell. You decide, you choose which path you want to take. But Jesus is telling you, come just as you are. Come just as you are. Come believe. Come receive. Come and live forevermore. God wants you to live forevermore. He wants you to come just as you are. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to change. But if you go down that road, it's going to be a dead end. There's nowhere to go but to down, down, down. God wants you to come to him just as you are. You don't have to change. He'll do all the changing for you. He'll change you from the inside. But choose Jesus today, because if you don't, you're going to spend eternity away from God. You're going to spend eternity in hell. And people don't believe in, people believe in heaven, but it is a hell as well. People believe in angels, but there is demons as well. See, they don't want to believe in demons, but they believe in angels. They don't want to believe in hell, but they believe in heaven. Right, left, north, south. There's opposites. So if you're not going to heaven, you're definitely going to hell. And God doesn't want that. He wants you to come just as you are to him. Don't sacrifice your whole life. Gain this whole world. He said, why gain the whole world and lose your very soul? Whatever you're looking for, all the answers in him, is in him. The Bible says it's in him that you live. It's in him that you breathe. It is in him that you have your very being. Glory to God. And we just thank the Lord that we trust in him. We don't have to put our hope in man. We don't have to put our hope in our jobs and our children, our families, our parents, or whatever you're putting your hope. Put your hope in Jesus alone. Yes. Put your hope in Jesus alone. Don't your very soul for the temporary riches, the temporary pleasures of this world. Amen? Just turn to Jesus. Turn to him while the Bible says, don't harden your heart, but soften your heart and receive him now as your Lord and Savior. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Bishop Barakor, and you can continue on, but I just want to encourage people. Don't push your...
Thank you so much, Pastor Valenta. Thank you so much. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We got that. Yeah, that was a message from heaven. Now we're going to have a blessing. The theology is going to come on and then share with us what God has placed in our heart. I tell you, today is a special day in the life of everyone that is online listening to this broadcast, Facebook, Twitter, link from all over the world. People are listening by radio, by TV, and so on. This is a very important eternity. Where will you spend your eternity? This is very, very important. Over to Pastor Blessing. I want to hear what God has for us.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Where would you spend eternity? Where are we going to spend eternity? The eternity is in Christ Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Eternity is in Christ Jesus. And those that are in Christ have found the eternal life that is in Christ. And this eternal life that is in Christ has to be the word of the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In order for you to obtain this eternal life, you have to have Christ Jesus in your life, because Christ Jesus is the seal of your eternal life. Praise the Lord. So I'm taking the scripture, the reading from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 7. Praise the name of Jesus. And he said, labor not for the meat which perish, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Praise the name of Jesus. This eternal life comes with the word of the Lord for those who shun and walk according to the will of the Father. When a certain man asked Christ, said, what shall I do to obtain the kingdom of God? Was because he was hungry of the passion that Christ carried. Praise the name of Jesus. He was hungry of what Christ was carrying. He asked himself, what can I do to be able to be like Christ, to work toward this direction? And Christ answered him, you've got to be what? You've got to be born again. You've got to be born again. In order for us to be born again, is to send the packages of things that is not of Christ away. The packages of hatred, dishonest, all manner of things that is conniving to the works of darkness that does not release us to the kingdom of God, to this internal life. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's so sweet to know that the eternity, the kingdom of God is real. It is so sweet. This is not meant for just a baby. It is meant for people who are truly matured in Christ, who are setting this kingdom, this internal life, who just know that their lives depend upon the Lord, that their days and that their days depend upon God, that they do not have days. They have God who determines that we are not living based on the earthly days. We are living in heavenly days, the kingdom days of God. That's why we are here. That's why we are representing here on earth. So what is this that Christ said unto that we as a believer should not labor for the meat here on earth, but the only meat which cometh from heaven, which is the everlasting, praise the Lord, is the word. Yeah. I used to ask myself, you know, how is this internal life work? I got to know internal life work based on how we are walking here on earth, the things that we are doing, how we are treated one another, the kind of heart we are pouring out, what we are thinking and what we are doing on daily basis are the things that are jeopardizing, symbolizing the ways of internal life. How are you working on daily basis? How are you treated people? Because those are in Christ Jesus, they are new creation. We are in everywhere representing Christ in everywhere we are, you know, preaching the gospel. The gospel can mean your manner, your attitude, you know, your presence toward people. How you know, respond, how you work according to the will of the Lord. The people you encounter, Christ walks in every way. He was representing himself. He speaketh not when the Spirit did not lick. Praise the name of Jesus. He used his tongue in a very careful way. He counted his tongue. And his foot was being numbered where he walked and where he goes. Anywhere he goes, there must be a miracle. It must be the word. It must be the sign. So we are that believer showing that internal life, that we are that internal purpose of Christ that dwells in us. Because Christ, we are the chosen of that Christ. Christ dwelleth in us. We are that generation of Christ. That is why the eternity belongs to us. Because we accepted Christ as our Lord and our personal Savior, and we have nothing else that matters. Praise the name of Jesus. So this scripture that says here that we have to do what? Eat the bread of eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto us. Wow. Which is what? The Word, the Holy Spirit. Those that are in the Spirit are in Christ. Those that are in spirit are the sons and the daughters of God. They are the partaker. Being in spirit is not being to be arrogant, to be like as if you are scotten. Being in spirit are the people that are monitoring what they should say, where they are going, what they are doing on daily basis, the people that they come in contact with. Those are the things that have been, you know, that Christ is talking about. Praise the name of Jesus. We got to be saved. This is the better life that no man can give. This is it that we are laboring for, internal life. This is it. This is the final state of being a believer in Christ Jesus. This is that seal that you need. This is the key that we are having, that you already automatically given here on earth to open. You do not have to knock, because Christ said, whatever we ask here on earth, so shall it given unto us in heaven. So how you are walking here on earth determines your internal life, your eternity. Your certificate, your license, whatever you are doing here in this altar, determine your license of where you will be. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So it does not just mean like, you know, singing sick or mean. This is a serious thing that every believer should double check themselves of this internal life. every believer. It is said, the Bible said, examine ourselves to know if we are. It is a self-check. It is a breaking thing if we are indeed joining together. If we are perceiving, if we are in this, is this eternity being bestowed upon us? Are we the obtainer of this eternity? Does Christ live in us? Do we, as a children of God, do we have this internal life in us? Because it began from here. It began from here. The joining of this eternity is not just saying sick. It began from here. You go to school to obtain license, to have PhD. This is this year on earth. It is a time of us removing the layers, the shoes, things that we are, you know, packing, keeping. You know, as much as we love the Lord, we should love ourselves so we can be able to let go of the things so that we will not be entrance of this internal life. We will not, you know, making ourselves as if it is the devil, because we still have, this is real, no one knows tomorrow. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It was a very good question the man asked Christ, what shall I do? It is a question that we should ask ourselves. After we must have received the Holy Spirit, we are speaking in tongues. Is there anything in the ring? Are we still fornicating? Are we still hating neighbors, our brothers, sisters? Do we deny one another food? Do we look as we look at people and we say, oh, this one does not deserve? What are the key of this salvation? What are the key that we are obtaining? How are we treated one another? Because these are the main factor. These are the factor that carries the kingdom of God, that carries this internal life. After I must have spread this gospel, how am I treated people? Do I go out? Do I treat people as if they are me, the same way I can treat myself? Christ did not separate any. In practicing, he showed us what eternity is all about. It does not deny us in time of trouble. It didn't deny us life. He said, whatever we need, we shall receive it. He is only. Wherever he is, he's there for us. He's there to prepare the place. The place Christ was promising us to prepare was already been prepared. That is what we are preaching now about. Those that have gotten the internal life are the people living here on earth. They're living the internal life here on earth, waiting for the last fulfillment or the last hour for it to be settled. Praise the name of Jesus.
Man.
We got to double check ourselves. We don't need any other message than this. Everyone should remove everything and question, what would my life be if I leave this earth?
Yeah.
Where would I go? Will this internal life occur in me? Do I do something that I would live the peaceful life in heaven that my joining will guarantee me a safe joining? Is there anything else that I'm still holding on? What is the thing I've been afraid of that I can't let go? Because it is real, the internal life. Many are gone. Many are gone. Some people are living today. So internal life is real. It is real and necessary in the body of Christ. Those that have been on the pulpit, from pulpit to the platform, we need this to be spread to all over the earth. That internal life is the key of a believer. Internal life is all that we need in here on earth. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
28 says, then says they unto him, what shall we do that we might walk the walk of God?
Yes.
What shall we do so that I and you and I can walk the walk of God? Years ago, the Lord told me the only thing that you need to do is to shun evil. The only thing you need to do is to do the word of the Lord. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Love everyone the way they are. Discriminate not. Participate not in the works of darkness. Count your tongue. Do not fornicate. Never you. There is many ways of fornication. It's not just about laying with a man or a woman. Or there is many ways. Cutting yourself from the things that are, that will hinder you from obtaining this salvation, this great good news that the Lord has given to us. Praise the name of Jesus. Where will you spend this eternity? If he said we should walk the walk of the Lord, God alone, is the word that we need. Many people wonder, why is eternity so much important? It is important because when you walk a walk of eternity, when you have this obtained, when you obtain this, you have peace. You live a peaceful life. You cannot regret, and what you left here, what you will leave here on earth, will remain peaceful. It will be very peaceful, and your internal life, the internal life began here. How you walk gives you peace. It pardons you, your vision, everything. How what it comes with your dream, your vision, your ways, the people you mingle with, the kind of language that comes out of your mouth. What pleaded your heart? What gives you peace? When the sister was thinking, my heart was like, oh, I couldn't hold it. I was speaking in tongues as if, you know, my mind, I was like, Lord, let this be real in the body of Christ. Let not our time, you know, be wasted or husband just hearing this great good news in the hearing sense without being the partaker or the doer of it. After pouring our hearts unto us, after telling us of the Lord, God Almighty, what are the good news Christ has for us? Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So Christ wants us to work this work, which is of God. And he said, Jesus answered, that's 29, and said unto them, this is the work of God, that he believed on him whom he had sent, which is Christ. Believing in Christ. How are we believing in this Christ? What Christ was doing. How he was walking. How Christ talked. How did he talk? We walk according to the sight, according to the will, according to the pattern, according to the realm of the Spirit of Christ, operating the platform of Christ Jesus in us, allowing that Christ, as we already be a believer, which is a Christ-like, that Christ to flow, to bring the well of water, or the water that will sprinkle the souls in us, that will sprinkle this river of life in us. You may be imagining, you so, can Christ be real? It is real. It is. If man is real, Christ is real. If you can see evil, internal life is real. I guarantee you that the life well spent in Christ begins here on earth. It gives you the platform to enjoy the overwhelming power of Christ. It gives you the rent to see. Christ can take you to somewhere like this. You will be imagined. Why? Because you are in that kingdom. You have already spent the eternal life. Eternal life begins here on earth. The work that Christ has bestowed upon us is the eternal life. The gospel we are preaching is the eternal life. Every day, things that we are, you know, participating, things that we are doing, when you count 1 hour of your life in this earth, it's being taken away by anger, by disobedience, by loss, know that you have stepped, you are giving a step to the devil. One thing the Lord tells me last, I think it was last year, he said to me, never you let anything trigger with your day. Never you let anything trigger with your day. Your day on earth here is very important to God, especially to the body of Christ. We are not the earthly made. We are not the earthly made. We are a divine purpose. We are the heavenly made. We live by the time in heaven, not the earthly time.
Yes.
Those who are in Christ does not see themselves here on earth. They see themselves in heaven because they came from there. They are angels sent here on earth. Even we are living in a human form, we are not a property of this earth. We are not a citizen of this earth. We do not have a country. Our country is in heaven. Where we found ourselves was the place the Lord raised us, you know, placed us there. Some of us say we come from Sierra Leone, Nigeria. When you are a preacher of the gospel, well sent by Jehovah God, you are just there to represent the side that God sent you. But you are not from that particular country. You are not. You are the heavenly citizen. You cannot struggle to have internal life. You cannot struggle to have this internal life. It's already given to you. That is what you are spreading out because internal life is in you. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Internal life is in you. When that sister was releasing, that is what is in her, given out what she got from the Lord. Telling the nation, hey, I have gotten mine. Spreading to you, where would you spend your eternity? What are you loving the most? What is keeping you happy? That I have gotten mine. She got us and she shared. No one that is of God, that is of this earth. That is why the earth cannot know us. That is why it's very hard for the earth to determine the ways of God in us. How you
yes.
talk, how you walk, how you do things. Why? Because you are not of the earth. What is of the earth can be easily to be interpreted. They can be easily to be interpreted. But of God, the way God is mysterious, so are we. So are we. You can't speak a word that returns void because you've already been filled. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You cannot speak a word and return void because you've already been given in that eternity. Eternity has already been given to you. You are that sons and daughters of eternity. You are living the life of eternity here on earth, working for internal purpose,
yes.
reading the gospel, healing the sick, raising the dead, shunning evil. These are the works of internal life. Those who have
yes.
this internal life are the people that are walking towards the word of the Lord, that the word of the Lord is their strength, is their life, is everything. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I will end there. David said, then
yes.
said therefore unto him, what sign shouldest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What dost thou work? Wow, do thou work? It seems like a very, you know, is a silly question. Since God himself preaching and you are asking a question, it's already, he has already made it known unto you that he is the bread of life. You have known his existence, how he came on earth. You must have been told he spent time. And you ask him again, is his word? The word of the Lord is the goal.
Yes.
Agree. Believe in. When you believe the word of the Lord, you believe in Christ. When you put the word of the Lord in your heart and you walk with it on a daily basis, you are walking with Christ.
Man.
The reason why we are called Christ-like is because we are the word of the Lord. We are the Christ, Jesus. We carry Christ. What flows in Christ flows in us. What called Christ calls in us. Have you imagined people saying that's a Christian? Those are the believers. Those are the preachers. Was Christ preached? Did Christ preach? Yes. He preached. So we are preaching Christ. We are walking the walk of Christ. We are that Christ. Because we are the sons and the daughters of Christ, Jesus. That's what
Man.
We are. You can't find
yes.
Christ elsewhere. You find it in us. It's like having a child. Can somebody go and be looking for your child when he's in your home? When you have a child, the child knows their father. And they know this is the, you know, this person looks like this or our own father. We look like Christ. We are that Christ-like. We are walking the walk of Christ. We cannot question God. Believers
yes.
don't question God. Why,
yes.
why? We believe in everything God do. He does things in his own way. We accept it. We lie with the word of the Lord. We confirm with him when praying, when preaching. When we unite like this together, we know that this is where he flows. We accept him the way he is. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what my time is. I was not being told. I just want
All
a
right.
believer in Christ.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
it is
we receive
real.
That as a blessing. That was a great...
it is real.
That is a
Praise
great word. For, amen. Yeah, we receive that. Quickly, I want to read Revelation 20, verse 15. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. It says, whose name was not found in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. Whose name was not found in the book of life, was cast into the lake of fire. Everyone is going to stand before God. You are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. When you die, your body will remain on earth. But your spirit, which is your soul, will leave and go to heaven's gate. When you get to heaven's gate, you will see a queue of people trying to get into heaven. And you hear the word proceed. When you hear the word proceed, that means that person is going in. Then the next word you will hear is, I know you not. And back up. When whose name will be found in the book of life is going into heaven, another person is being told to depart. Yes, the right word is depart, because Matthew chapter 25, Jesus made it clear. He said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. You know? I know you not. So this is very important. When you get to heaven's gate, will you be told, depart. I know you not, ye workers of iniquity. Because you rejected Jesus Christ. You refused to be saved. You refused to be born again. You refuse to open up your heart and let Jesus come in and dwell in you. As many have received Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. So you don't want to be told, depart. In heaven's gate, many people will be told, depart. Because Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, he said, whose name will not be found in the book of life shall be cast into the lake of fire. And when you get to heaven's gate and your name is not found in the book of life because you refuse to be born again, you refuse to be saved, you refuse to live a holy life, you refuse to give your life to Jesus, you refuse to follow Jesus, you refuse to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life, you follow the broad way. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man. The end is destruction. You don't need to follow the broad way that leads to hellfire. You need to follow the narrow way that leads to eternity. Yes, that is why we are coming your way today. It's not a mistake that you are hearing this message. This message will testify against you on the last day. Each of us shall stand before God, and we shall give account of our life, how you have lived on earth. How did you live in this world? Beloved, this matter is a very serious matter. You are a spirit. You have a soul. You live in a body. When you die, your body will be on earth. Your spirit, which is your soul, will go to heaven. And when you get to heaven's gate, a question will be asked. Is your name written in the book of life? The Bible says the book shall be opened. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, books shall be opened. And whose name will not be found in the book of life shall be casted into the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone, and the worms dieth not. For millions and millions and millions and billions of years, you're going to be in the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone, and the worms dieth not, all because you refuse Jesus Christ. How shall you escape hell if you neglect such a great salvation? How can you escape hell fire if you neglect such a great salvation that Jesus provided for you on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago? Now is the hour of salvation. The story of Lazarus and the rich man in Luke chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31, Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man, when he was at earth, he had all the women, he had all the money, all the wealth, and all the riches. He was enjoying life. He refused to be saved. He refused to be born again. He rejected Jesus Christ. But here was poor Lazarus. Lazarus was worshiping God and serving God. He believed in Jesus. He received Christ into his heart. And the Bible says that both of them died. Lazarus died and the rich man also died. Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. Both of them died. And the rich man went to hellfire. Lazarus went to heaven in the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man lifted up his eyes, and he looked up to heaven, and he saw Lazarus in heaven. And the rich man said, oh, my friend Lazarus, come and help me. Fire is burning me over here. And can you get a drop of water to put on my tongue? So Lazarus said, wait a minute. It's very far from where you are in hellfire. So where I am in heaven, I cannot cross the gulf to come and meet you in hellfire. I'm not permitted to do so. Then the rich man said, send people to the earth to go and tell them to repent. It's too late to cry when the head has been cut up. The rich man was telling Lazarus, send some prophets to go back to the earth and tell them to repent so that they don't come and meet me here in hellfire. See, this is what it is. And there's no how we can do that. You know, Why did the rich man go to hellfire? He was satisfied with his wealth and the world, the things of this world, the things of this world. Go to the news. All you hear today is the richest man in Africa, the richest man in Nigeria, the richest man in the whole world, richest man in America, richest man in Canada, richest man in India, richest man in Russia, richest man. That's what you'll be hearing in the news. Then I said, all of your riches, without Jesus Christ, you are all going to hellfire. Yes, your riches does not carry you to heaven. Except you repent and be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It's not everyone that says, Lord, 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 that shall enter into the kingdom of God. But those who are born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, the old life of sin has gone away. Behold, all things have become new. Except the corn of wheat falls down and dies, it germinates not. There's the corn of wheat. If you plant the corn is going to die and rot it. And then the new corn is going to sprout out and then live a new life. There must be a new life. Behold, all things are passed away. Everything has become new. If any man be in Christ, if any woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things must pass away from your life. Drunkenness must pass away. Prostitution. How long is it? The whole world today is filled with divorce. Everywhere, divorce, divorce, divorce. Divorce and remarry. Remarry and divorce. Divorce and remarry. Remarry and divorce. What are you doing? What are you doing? Divorce and remarry. God hates divorce. The Bible says that God hates divorce. How come there's so much divorce in the church, even in Christianity? There's so much divorce and remarry. You go to this place, everybody's single man, single woman, single man, single woman, single man, single man. What's the problem? Where are you going to? Is it another Sodom and Gomorrah? No, Sodom and Gomorrah, they were so sexual perversion. You know, inordinate ambition and man with man and woman with woman and promiscuity, lesbian and gay and all these demonic and satanic things is what people are going for. So they don't want to marry again. It's about divorce and remarry. Somebody will divorce 100 times and remarry 100 times. They carry Bible on Sunday. They are going to church. Divorcee, divorcee everywhere. A prostitute. Harlots. Sodom and Gomorrah. That is the light that is raining. God is offended. God is very angry with all these things going on. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. He said, all woman gods and other trust. And all these people, liars and fornicators, they are all going to hellfire because they refuse to live a holy life and all they do is just pursue wealth and riches like the rich man. Everything he did on earth was how to be rich and rich and rich and to have money. No time for Bible study. No time for prayer. No time for fellowship. No time for the word of God. No time for things of heaven. And he died. And he went to hellfire. Lazarus, even though he was poor, he served God. Lazarus, even though he was poor, he believed in Jesus. Lazarus, even though he was poor, he worshiped God in spirit and in truth. Lazarus, even though he was poor, he loved God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy spirit. Very important. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40, and then it was repeated in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. Look at it. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 40. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy spirit. Oh, yes, we need to love the Lord thy God. You're not going to love the world and hate Jesus. You're not going to love the world and hate the Bible. You're not going to love any other thing and hate God. No. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy spirit, and then heaven is your home. What must I do to be saved? Acts chapter 16, verse 30 to 31. What must I do to be saved? The Philippian jailer was asking the Apostle Paul and Silas, who were locked up in the Philippian jail, in Acts of Apostles chapter 16, verse 30 to 31, the Philippian jailer asked this question, what must I do to be saved? And Paul, the apostle, he answered, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved with thy home, with thy family. You need to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let Jesus be in your heart. Let Jesus be in your mind. Let Jesus be in your soul. Let Jesus be in your spirit. And then the devil cannot stay. The devil cannot stay where Jesus is. Where the light of God is shining, the darkness cannot comprehend. You need to feed your life with Jesus. You need to feed your life with the Holy Spirit. If that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, it shall quicken your mortal body. What you need is the Spirit of God. So feed your life today. The devil should not be in your heart. The Holy Spirit should be in your life. God should be in your life. Yes, that is why the Word of God has come to you today. You need to make your decision. Finally, the rich young ruler in Matthew chapter 19, verse 15 to 30. Matthew chapter 19, verse 15 to 30, Jesus talked about the rich young ruler who did not know how to be saved. And Jesus told him, you know what? Give all your gifts to the people and you will be saved. You come to God, you believe in Christ. And what did Jesus tell him? He's telling him that all your riches are vanity. King Solomon said, all these things are vanity. Because King Solomon, he had 1,000 women to himself. King Solomon, only one man called King Solomon. He had 1,000 women to himself. And then he had money and wealth and riches and gold and silver. Then at the end of it, Solomon said, all these things are vanity. They are all useless. All these things, they are all useless things. The earth shall melt with a fervent heat. Only what is done for God shall remain. Only what is done for the kingdom shall remain. Except a man be born again. Except a woman be born again. Except a boy and girl be born again. Of water and of the spirit, it cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Today, you need to make your decision to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Don't deceive yourself. It's not about church. It's not about being religious. It's not about appearing religiously. Because Jesus made it clear in John chapter 3, told Nicodemus, except you be born again of water and of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So eternity is for you when you have Christ. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Wherever you are, we want to pray with you. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ is your Savior and your Redeemer. And he's writing your name in the Lamb's Book of Life today. The blood of Jesus was shed for the remission of your sins, and by his stripes you were healed. Wherever you are listening to this word today, you need to bow your head and pray that the Holy Spirit will dwell in you, that Jesus will come into your heart and be your personal Lord and Savior. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. For all our sins and come short of his glory, including you, my friend, including you. For all our sins and come short of his glory, including you, my friend, including you. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. For all our sin and come short of his glory, including you, my friend, including you. For all our sin and come short of his glory, including you, my friend, including you. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life. Life is eternal. Life is eternal. If you say you are no sin, you are a liar. But if you confess your sins and repent and turn away from your wicked ways, you shall have eternal life in heaven. You'll be welcome to the kingdom of God. Jesus will say, welcome into the mansions. In my Father's house are many mansions. If I go there, I prepare a place for you. Jesus has gone to prepare many mansions. On the last day, he will say, welcome, thou faithful servant. There is a place for you in the kingdom. The streets of gold. There is no hospital. There is no sickness there. There is no death there. There is no night. There is no day. Heaven should be your goal. Don't follow the broad way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Let Christ dwell in you today. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Receive him into your heart. And be born again and be filled with the Holy Ghost today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for everyone who have heard this word today, that they will be doers of the word of God and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus. Yes, please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it. Pass it on to them. Tweet it out. Share it. And send this message to everyone you know. Let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you. And we're going to be broadcasting again on tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, say about 4 or 5 p.m., we're going to be broadcasting again. You can join us again. And I tell you, God is going to bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you have one song? You have one song? Or?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like that song because God is, you know, he's raising up another generation of people, and he's doing something new. And that word new keeps coming in my spirit for some reason. Just, I will do something new. God is going to do something new in all of us, in all of our lives. You know, God is a God that he doesn't stay the same. He just keeps changing things and changing things and changing things. He doesn't change. God doesn't change himself because he says, I'm God, I change not. But he never keeps us in the same position. He always takes us from glory to glory. And so I'm thanking God right now that he's doing a new thing in our lives. I want to just close out with this selection. I will do a new thing in you. I will do a new thing in you. Everything you ask for, everything you pray for,
will
be mine, says the Lord, will not be denied, says the Lord. Whatever you ask God for, whatever you pray for, God will not deny you. He will do something new. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, glory to God.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for doing something new in all of our lives. And I prophesy grace and I prophesy mighty things, glory to God, that we know not. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So we said grace together. I want to thank every one of you for participating. As many that have joined us on Facebook, Twitter, link, join us over the phone and join us on the radio and the TV. God bless you all. Thank you so much for being there for this program. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Until tomorrow evening again, we're going to be broadcasting again. Let's have you again back on air. God bless you all. Thank you so much. We say the grace now. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless. God
yes. Bless you. Bless you. Eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. Eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul. Eternal life. I want to live eternal life. God save my soul.